Child protection is the prevention of and response to exploitation of children. Children who face extreme circumstances, abuse, neglect. So the event is aimed at highlighting the need to change, you know, the state that children in Lavender Hill are facing, and the response to it is a collection of Newell Foundation, which is the organization I'm representing, another organization called Rise Above Development, also based in Lavender Hill, and then the five schools. So it's amazing that we could all come together under the theme of child protection, which is working together in ending violence against children.
The Newell Foundation has become sort of a hub for everything, whether it's looking for assistance with anything, and when I say anything, I mean anything, to assistance with regards to night school facilities. The organization is in the center of the community, and it's sort of become a hub for everything. Tell us more about the center's involvement and also how it has assisted the community over the years.
Yes, you're correct that the center has been there for many, many years. We are based in Grendel Avenue, and it's almost 40 years, if not more, that the center is in existence. And we've really tried to create this educational pathway. We have a ECD center where we have five classes for children aged 3 to 5. Then we have the drop-in center. I might sound biased, but that's where I work. I'm the social worker in the drop-in center. And the drop-in center is also aimed at working with children, school-going age, so children that's in school, that's at risk, and we mitigate those risks for the children, providing a safe space, addressing the holistic needs of the child, but also working with children that is not in school. We do see that there is a statistic show a great number of dropouts, not just in Lavender Hill, but across Cape Town. So the drop-in center is aimed at addressing that. We've had success stories where children that were last in school in 2023 have returned to school this year. So it is really, it gives us hope that there is something we can do to change that. So that's the drop-in center. We have our advice office, which deals with anything, like you said, whether it is your ID applications, your UIF, we have a lay counselor. We also have a program called Education for Work, and it is aimed at matriculants. So if you are in matric and you don't know what to do, you don't have after matric and you don't have finances to study further, then that program is aimed at working with you, doing skills development, doing job readiness programs, but also working in the community, with the community, with children. And then we have our agri program, which is also in the age gap of 18 to 35, working towards skills development and just economic strength for that person who they find themselves in. So that is the services that Newell Foundation offers. We have our center that's based in Lavender Hill, Grendel Avenue. Then we have our another office in Vrygrond, and that's really where our skills development happens, the agriculture. But I would say the heart of New World is in Grendel Avenue.
Yeah, and I know so many people have made use of the facilities at that center, and we pray and hope that it can continue to be sort of a hub for everything for the residents in the community. But Melissa, with regards to Thursday's event specifically, the Child Protection Initiative, you mentioned that there are schools participating. Maybe you can just touch on that, and also the importance of obviously collaborating with the schools in the community to highlight child protection and child safety.
Correct. So this plan, Rahima, was actually in place, I would say, more than a month ago. As New World, we wanted to do something to raise awareness, but the children, you know, raising their voices, them crying out for what they want. Because as you can imagine, working on an individual level, and the stories are so sacred, but what you hear and experience and support. And then engaging in a group setting, we also have our parenting programs. Mm. And sometimes I observe that when the parents are engaging in these workshops, it is something that they also have not addressed when they were children. Yeah. They weren't heard. Mm. They was people speak over them. They were exposed to violence. And, you know, this is not normal and it's not right. Mm. So as organizations, more than a month ago, we had a stakeholder meeting talking about what's going on in the area, how can we come together and address it. And we presented this to say, look, this is our plan. Come on board with us, because at that meeting, everybody was there. The schools were there. The other organizations were there. And we joined forces. And, you know, a week later, Rahima, that's when violence erupted in Lavender Hill. So much so we could not even do our planning meeting, you know, the following week. And it was just evident how important this event is. And it's a march. Some people might not think it's much, but, you know, when you talk, you know, individual level, in the group level, in the stakeholder space, somehow that message goes to each and every home in Lavender Hill. Children know their rights. Children know that it's not normal for them not to be able to even walk to school in the morning. Mm. So the five schools is Zerelda Park Primary, Hillwood Primary, Lavana Primary, Prince George, and then we have one high school in Lavender Hill, Lavender Hill High. And like I said, it's Newell Foundation, and it is Rise Above Development. Those are the, and we have Childline and SEPs. We've also invited other stakeholders, such as Department of Social Development. We've invited the Western Cape Education Department. You know, these are all people that can really hear the cries of the children. And we hope on the day when we do this, we want the message to vibrate in the community, that someone hears it. We're handing over a memorandum to these stakeholders that we've invited, and we are also asking for them to come back to us, give us a date, come back to us and tell us, what did you talk about? What are you doing? Because we're standing together. We are standing together for the children of Lavender Hill, but for the community, we are standing together. What are you doing to make things better so that children can live and their rights can be upheld how it should be? Children should play in the street. Children should be able to go to school. Children should not be scared. Children should not face so much trauma.
Yes.
So it's a really important initiative, and we are so proud as the stakeholders standing together, you know, having one goal in mind to make such a big impact, but also a lasting impact for the community. And you can imagine on the day, you know, when I've engaged with children on an individual level, or even the parents in the parent work group, you can imagine on the day how they can feel that they are heard. Someone has heard them, and we are echoing their cries. We are standing with them for change.
Melissa, just in closing, how can members of the public support or get involved in Thursday's event?
So they can show up at 9 o'clock. We are starting at Newell Foundation, which is in Grendel Avenue. We're doing our opening ceremony there. From there, the procession then moves on with the schools join us. We are walking through the area, and we are ending off at Prince George Primary. And each school will have an opportunity to do their pledge, to do something special also, like Lavana. You know, the schools are amazing. They have amazing programs also in place. So Lavana in particular, they have drummies. So their drummies will show up on the day and lead us. Even our Education for Work program at Newell Foundation, we have young youth, 18-year-olds, that's full of energy, and they like to do what we call energizers. Mm. So they will, you know, drum us through this procession so the community can walk with us and chant this messages, because we're all chanting the same message that day, and that is to end violence against children.